What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Dios FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mami Submitting Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to another capítulo of Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
You're tuning into capítulo 159.
Last time on Locatora Radio, we interviewed comedian Marcela Arguello about her brand new HBO Max special, Bitch, Grow Up. Go ahead and listen to that interview. Leave us a review, rate us, subscribe, and share with a friend.
Follow us across socials at locatora_radio. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, even TikTok.
And make sure that you visit our website, locatoraradio.com. Subscribe to our newsletter, Besitos.
Today on Locatora Radio, we're joined by Puerto Rican singer Ile. She is a singer, composer, and vocalist. She was a member of Calle 13 before launching her solo career. Today, we're going to be talking to her about her third album and everything that she's been up to.
We've actually interviewed Ile once before, a few episodes back.
On the Patreon.
So yes. It's good to have her on the main feed.
Okay, so without further ado, we are so excited to have the one and only Ile in the studio with us today. Bienvenida. Welcome.
Hola. How are you?
Good. We're so good. We're so happy to see you. Yes. To meet you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we interviewed you a couple years ago. I interviewed you over Zoom. So it's nice to meet you in person. We're here in studio in LA. Did you just get in from Chicago? You were just traveling?
Yeah. I arrived yesterday and I'm super excited for the show tomorrow.
Where are you performing?
At the Miracle Theater in Inglewood. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. ¿Cómo te sientes? Has estado de gira todo el mes de marzo. Tell us about this tour.
It has been great so far. I mean, the only thing has been the cold. For us Puerto Ricans, like, any cold is too cold. So it's funny because a lot of people say to us, no, like, this is okay. This is not so cold. And we're like, not so cold. Like, we are freezing. So that has been the only weird part. But the rest has been great. Like, I think at the same time in the shows, we have been like warming up with the audience. So it has been a lot of fun. Like, I'm enjoying everything.
I love that. And, you know, we want to talk to you today about your new music video, Algo Bonito, featuring Ivy Queen. So tell us more about working on this song, working with Evie. It's such a feminist anthem, and I think speaks true to your work also. So tell us more about it.
Well, this song, I think it always started as a combative song. So I was playing around with it, you know, actually kind of letting my feelings out, because I think it comes from a frustration that it sometimes happened to me when I feel that we try to manifest a lot of things in our fight as women and send the message that we want to send and demand, you know, justice for us and also our rights that we haven't received but correspond to us. And it frustrates me how that it becomes something, you know, like you feel that people attacking you for just doing that, you know, and it's always like a critique of everything that we do. Like you feel that we are progressing in some things, but at the same time, you feel that a lot of people want to take you back to, you know, to the 1800s. So it's scary and it's frustrating, but I wanted this song to have, you know, from that energy when it transforms in courage and in rage and in confronting that, you know, that so from I didn't want it to leave it in the problem, you know, more in the energy that, I mean, this is something that we're kind of used to, but even if it frustrates us or make us, you know, a little down, it doesn't stop us from what we really want to do. So this song is about that, and obviously having Evie, what she represents as a woman in the reggaeton genre in her times, that must have been super tough. So I feel that her energy, her voice was super important, and I feel super grateful to work with her.
Is this the first time that you've worked with Evie Queen?
Yeah.
How did it come about that you two got to work on this song together?
Well, it was actually my brother Gabriel. He suggested me to do, like, it was, he said to me, like, it would be cool, like, if you did something with Evie. And I said, wow, yeah, it would. I was already like starting with this song, but I wanted to feel, you know, to see first if I could imagine her in this song, like, because I don't want to force things. I don't want to say, oh yeah, like, and just push her in the song that I don't think she could fit. But then as I started working on it, I started imagining her voice in it, and it suddenly made sense. And then I wrote to her on Instagram, and she was very intrigued. So it was good to feel her like that. And then when I sent her the song, I already wrote like my part, and I sent her with her part like in blank, like to leave her to write her stuff. And she loved it. She said that she had the chorus in her head all the time. So it was super like exciting to see her like that. And she said yes, and she sent her part, and it was fire. So I was super excited. We had like a very good communication in the phone, but we actually met in person during the filming of the video.
I love that. I want to ask you more about the video, but before that, one of my favorite lines in the song is, si protesto me llaman subversiva y que mi rabia te incomoda, porque sé que me prefieres compasiva. So good. So tell me more about writing this line. I mean, the song is so beautiful, so powerful, but tell me more about the energy behind the song.
Yeah, well, I think it's weird for me, but I try to understand that big changes take a lot of time. So, and I know, I recognize that nowadays we have accomplished a lot, but there's still a lot more left to work on. So it's crazy for me to feel that something so basic as empathy, solidarity, respect to women, you know, it's something so difficult for many people to understand. And I think that's actually what's about the feminist movement. It's just about that, you know, it's much simpler than people think, but we make it more complex because we're not willing to understand that. And I feel that in Puerto Rico, as well as in the rest of the world, it's something that is it's very difficult. Like you, it's something that is so subtle as a friend's conversation, but and also so in another level, like they're killing a lot of women, and it's super important to acknowledge that any violence, any abuse, no matter how small or big we think it is, like it's still abuse and it's still violence. So we need to acknowledge that every time that we can. And especially in the songs that I work on, I think that I try to pay more attention on the subtleties, on the ones that get more normalized in our society. So these songs includes that, you know, as a part of the message. But obviously it's more like a march, it's more, you know, combative and it's stronger and more powerful. But, you know, we're just tired of it and we don't know how out of control this can get, but it can because we're really tired of many things. And it's just, I don't know, like for me, we have alternatives that can make things flow easier. But if we keep being stopped and you know, impedida, como que, you know, then I think anything could happen.
So the New York Times called your album, Nacarile, one of the best albums of 2022, ranking it at number 5. Can you tell us about the title of the album and what it means?
Nacarile is an expression that we use in Puerto Rico when we want to say no with a lot of attitude, but also it can be, you know, it's very determined. So like Nacarile is like super sure that no is super sure. So I felt it more like a motivation for the energy and the process of making this album, that it was very difficult and I felt very dispersed in the whole process. So it was like a way of, you know, transcending everything that I was going through while making the album, and also it can relate to some of the songs in the album as well.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, and with the music, you have some collaborations on the album, like Mon Laferte, Natalia Lafourcade, Flor de Toloache, some of our favorites. And what's your collaborative process like?
Well, I actually learned it with this album. This is my first time collaborating as much. I never expected this album to be so collaborative. But I think it helped me a lot, especially because, like I was saying, that in the process of making it, I felt so different, you know, from the rest of my albums, because I was trying to create like a new way of working that I was not so used to because of the times that we were living, you know. So at first I was too hard on myself, and then I tried to be less hard on myself. So collaborating made me feel more, you know, accompanied, and it was very nice to explore different voices, different colors, different minds, and try to connect it with what I wanted to say. So I feel super grateful of everyone that collaborated in this album. And, you know, it wasn't something that I thought through a lot. I just went on with the feeling. So at the end, I'm happy with the result.
Yeah, I mean, so it's so good. And one of the songs that I love from the album is Traguito, and you talk about mujeres difíciles, or supposed mujeres difíciles, which is something we talk about here at Locatora all the time. And the line that I love is, no es que yo fuera difícil, es que fui como quería. And so often women are defined as combative or difficult when maybe we're just being ourselves. Mm-hmm. So how do you think society defines difficult women, and how is this song kind of pushing back on that?
Well, it is difficult for me to try to understand that, you know, but it happens all the time. Like sometimes I try to make friends or whatever aware of what they're saying and how, and their perspective, especially male friends, but sometimes female friends as well, because we are all part of machismo. We all come from this weird learning that we are unlearning in the like day by day. So I think that difficult women for society is just women that are not willing to please patriarchy. And for me, that does not make us difficult. It's quite the contrary. It makes us free. So why is that a problem? And it makes me wonder a lot of things. Like, and you know, now in March, like, why do women have a International Women's Day? Why? I mean, why isn't necessary to have a males International Day? You know, and it makes you wonder, like, why is this necessary? Like, just to give us something to feel proud about, just to, you know, like a placebo to make us feel good about ourselves? No, like, it's just, like, if it is something, it's actually a reminder of that we are still in an urgent situation that we need to work on as a society, and that things are not the way that they should. So for me, it's definitely complex, and I understand it can be intimidating for many people. But at the end, it's just trying to figure out, like, why is it so difficult? Why it has been so difficult for us as women to have a place in this world? Why everything is related? Why everything about us is related to men, or a part, or as if we were an extension of a male? So it's weird for me, and you know, writing these songs makes me get even deeper into these topics, you know, and that song is something as easy as drinking, you know, like, we're criticized by drinking, you know, right. like drinking beer, drinking whatever, like just women cannot drink.
Right.
And it's weird because like we can. So we are still breaking with things that seem like today it seems like we thought that it was broken like years ago, but you still feel that we are still carrying with that weight, and that a lot of people still have a lot of stigma to us about anything that we do, or how, or everything, or what we wear. So it's very strange. And I think that, yeah, this song is about Traguito, is about that. It's just a free woman, a little making fun of how she is, you know, it's like a satire of how she's as if she was suffering, but she's actually not. She's super like, that's his problem. I'm okay. Like, it, like if he doesn't want me free, or he just wants me with her, with his, como se dice, criterio or whatever, mm-hmm. Then like that's not good for me. So I'm better off alone.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love how feminism and protest definitely show up in your music. And earlier in the interview, you brought up, you know, killings of women. And we've covered feminicidio and femicide on this show for many years, because it's a big problem, not only in Latin America, all over the world, but Latin America in particular. There's all these instances of femicide. So I'm wondering, like, how you take oppression and social issues and then convert it into lyrics or convert it into a song and how it inspires the work?
Well, it depends. Like it's really something that affects me a lot. It's a mix, you know, mixed feelings, because sometimes I feel super sad and I cry and I need to let it all out. But at the same time, you see other things that make me feel hopeful and you know, powerful in a way. And in Puerto Rico is so small that sometimes we feel that it's not enough, like we're not enough in the streets, like always like too small. Like, and but suddenly you see a video in Mexico with a lot of women in the streets and it's like, oh, I think that it would be amazing if we had that. But at the same time, it feels like sisters, you know, like it's like, oh, good for them. Like, that's great. Like, that's what we need. So it's mixed feelings, because I feel that even though we are from different countries and the situations might be different, at the same time, it comes from the same problem. So I feel that for me, when I write these songs, I sometimes try to feel that any situations, even if some of them I've been through, some of them I haven't, luckily, but it still feels very close by, because like I read a news of a woman that got killed, and how can I not feel empathy, or as if that could be me or someone related to me, or it doesn't matter if I know her or not, it's just like the situation is fucked up, like. And how could this be normal for us? Like, we just like it becomes normal for a lot of people. So that's what scares me the most. Not only the situation, but that people are like as if nothing happened. So all those feelings like are in me when I'm writing, and it becomes like a healing process and that I go through while I'm writing the song. Sometimes different emotions get by and I try to go more towards what I want to say exactly, and I try my best that the message is received as clear as possible, because like my intention is that everybody, or at least almost everybody, can understand it.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned, you know, kind of healing through the music, right? And my interpretation of Nacarile is that it's at the crossroads of the personal and the political. And so with that, how do you take care of yourself when making something this impactful that's also deeply personal?
I don't know. I think I feel lucky that I have a lot of people near me. My family is a big family, and I feel that we always talk these things through a lot. It's super interesting, because also like my brothers and sisters are from different generations, so like we speak many things from our own perspectives, and we like, you know, and our own experiences. So it's kind of fun in a way, because we learn a lot together. And also my friends, we like it's common to have these conversations, so that helps me a lot in the personal area. But I feel that also, you know, making music, like the lyrics can be maybe tougher for me to get into, because like as any psychological process, like it's difficult to put words to your feelings. Like sometimes you just don't understand exactly why are you feeling some way, or what is it? And when you try to describe it and put some words, like it's interesting and you get deeper into what the root of your feeling, and you understand, and it suddenly becomes like a cool blooming process. But then making the music and the sounds, for me, it's like it's another feeling, you know, like it's another way of translating those emotions, and it's like it's two different things for me. So I feel that when the lyrics get too tough, I feel that I heal differently in the instrumentation and the sounds. And sometimes it can be like more one note, but sometimes it's a contrast. Like sometimes the song can have like a very strong message, but the musicality is the opposite, it's calming. So I enjoy that.
Do you enjoy performing live? You're touring right now. You're doing shows. How is that for you, the touring and the live performance?
I do a lot. It's just what happens in the moment. So obviously you think at the time, oh, I could have done this better, whatever. But you cannot think that through as much, you know, just maybe next show you just perfection your show a little bit. But I love that it's just about the moment and that energy with the audience that I feel is like a reflection, you know, and I love that, you know. It's just you're doing what you're doing and the notes or everything like just came out how it did, and that's how it was supposed to be for a reason. You just but for me the important thing is to have fun, because a lot of technicalities get in your way and you get maybe a little too stressed. But for me, I've learned to just not be too aware of that, because like it breaks the moment and it breaks an energy that for me is more important. So I try to keep calm and just enjoy the show. So I do love live.
Yeah, I love that. And you have a performance here in LA in Inglewood, like you mentioned. So that's exciting. But I also want to ask you about this album, your third album, this album, Nacarilén, how it differs from the other two, if at all.
I say that I really learned a lot from this album. So it definitely is different for me, because my first album was more into traditional sounds, and it has a lot of orchestra and a lot of musicians, you know, and that's what I wanted with my first album. And then my second album, Almadura, was like very rigid and very rhythmic. And that was my energy at the time. I was very like angry with many things, and it was like very tough. And then this album, well, turned out to be during the pandemic. So it was, I felt that I was like kind of floating, you know, maybe in air or in water, I don't know. But I felt like, you know, I wasn't as myself, maybe, or maybe I connected with another part of myself that I didn't explore as much. So I felt, in a way, like grateful to have that experience and that opportunity, because sometimes I feel that a lot of people tend to ignore some things that maybe we should pay attention to. And I didn't plan to do this with this album, but at the end, like, I had to. So yeah, I feel that I learned something new, and I broke with a lot of patterns that I had, and it made me feel freer in the process.
Where can our listeners follow you, support your music, and just keep up with everything that you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, in Twitter, I am as Ilevitable, as the name of my first album. In Instagram, I am Cabralu. And also in TikTok, I'm Cabralu as well. And what else? I don't know anymore. Social media.
Yes, stream Nacarilén. It's so good. And support. Check out if Ile's coming to a city near you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos! Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Femme. take us to your network.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.